Good evening from Pakistan. Hey everyone. Another day, more modem issues. It's not just isolated to me. It is camp-wide and a couple other teams. There are a few teams that are using the Thuraya satellite system, which is considered the best. And data is not streaming. We can make calls on the satellite phone, send a couple SMS text messages better than that. But we do have a rest day, or we're moving tomorrow, and then I think we have a rest day after that, so we'll have some time where we're going to be camping. It's a big open area, so we'll have good satellite coverage. Until then, you can hear my voice, so lucky you guys. Today started out pretty rough. I woke up at 4 a.m., and the food poisoning made a strong comeback, and had the chills. And we had a 13-mile hike. It rained, there was sun, we switched from shorts to waterproof, rain shells all over the place. The weather's been pretty crazy here. So I felt horrible. It was a pretty rough day. I was dragging. I felt lethargic, didn't eat breakfast or lunch. But I did take some antibiotics, so hopefully I'll be feeling a little bit better tomorrow because we have another 12 miles to do tomorrow. After tomorrow, though, we will have a rest day. So really hoping that we can get not only my sickness gone, but also get the modem up and running so that we'll be able to push out data to you because I got a lot of cool pictures to show you. And I know that I hope that everybody's looking forward to reading about my journey. This place is absolutely fascinating. The people are incredible. Everyone's so friendly. They're such hard workers. Unlike Everest, where we have food blown in, our food actually marches in with us. So we had a herd of goats and a porter to carry boxes full of chickens. So, really interesting stuff. Look forward to talking to you guys tomorrow, hopefully. I'll get a post. You guys don't have to listen to my voice anymore. All right. Hope everything's well back home. Missing everyone and look forward to reading all of your comments. All right. Bye.